This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Alex Jones back live already in the second hour. This July 3rd, 2003 live edition. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Red Beckman is a veteran, a patriot, conservative, a Christian. He is a prolific writer and lecturer all over the country. He is the universally seen founder of the Fully Informed Jury Movement, where juries find out that they're supposed to judge the law and the facts, and the judge isn't the boss, and that grand juries are independent bodies, not rubber stamps for the prosecutors. We'll talk about how they've been warping the system at its core and solutions to that in the next hour, and we will take your calls. Again, we are joined by Red Beckman, my good friend, on the show, and later in this hour, early in this hour, we're going to take your calls. Red, we were just talking about how the government has trained us that they're above the people, that they're the boss, that we follow their orders, but it's for our best interest. Tyrants always say that. All the key indicators and the facts are in. Police framing people, FBI framing people, corruption, government drug dealing. It's everywhere. Due process being destroyed. Good old boy networks engaged in corruption. It's everywhere. And part of our job is those committees of correspondence, the bill of particulars, listing their crimes. But what are some of the other key things we need to do in this fight?
Well, you know, I may be just kind of shifting gears a little bit for you here, but, you know, just in the last couple of days, the Circuit Court, Federal Circuit Court in Georgia, in Atlanta, ruled that Judge Moore in Alabama, that they have to remove the Ten Commandments from the foyer in the Supreme Court building in the state of Alabama. And they're using this phony argument, the separation of church and state. And this argument that has been developed by our courts is so it is so typical of how they tamper with the law, tamper with the Bill of Rights, and change the meaning to fit the government's purposes. And we the people are so poorly informed about the Bill of Rights and what it means that we don't understand what they have done. Now, there is nothing in the Constitution that says anything about separation of church and state.
Well, there was a letter from Thomas Jefferson, and that meant keep the government out of making laws on religion, not don't keep religion out of government.
Yes, and you see, the Freedom of Religion Clause in the First Amendment. The First Amendment, you know, they taught us in the schools, the public school system, that
it was speech.
Well, they told us that we have free speech, that you can criticize the government. We have free press, so that the press can criticize the government without the government lashing out at the press. Now, the same thing, the same purpose, you see, was the freedom of religion. The minister was to be able to stand up in his pulpit and condemn government and public servants if they were operating outside of the law. They have changed that completely until now. It's the freedom of the Muslims, the freedom of the Buddhists, the freedom of everybody else. You know, they're just absolutely running roughshod over the principles of the First Amendment.
Well, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yeah. Congress shall make no law. They've written hundreds of them. They're controlling the churches. Now, under faith-based initiative, they're going to pay the churches off and control them.
Yes, and, of course, the churches fell into the trap because they the government offered carrot on a stick. They said if you incorporate, then you can have limited liability. And they gave them the tax-exempt status, the Internal Revenue Service.
So at first it was voluntary, then they phased it in to be mandatory. Stay there,
absolutely.
Red Beckman. It's all color of law. Like, let's go through the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. Let's talk about what they stand for and how they've been eradicated. Our own Declaration of Independence.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
I'm on the phone with Marilyn from Call Vera, who's going to explain a little bit about this new diet. Marilyn, tell us about it.
Well, it's a collagen protein supplement. It has collagen, aloe vera, and glycerin. You take 3 gel caps at night, and it helps build up some lean muscle, and it burns stored body fat.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. How does it work?
Well, because the collagen is the key. When you take collagen on an empty stomach, it helps burn away that stored body fat. And it's really good for you because this product has no drugs, no stimulants of any kind. There's no special foods to eat. You simply take these 3 gel caps at night. That's your whole plan, and there's nothing more to it. But the average weight loss is a pant size a month with an 86% success rate.
Marilyn, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to order Calvera?
It's very simple. CalveraOnline.com or call us at 1-888-601-7546. That's 888-601-7546.
Well, Marilyn, that sounds fantastic. We'll check back with you a little bit later to learn more about this exciting new product.
Okay, thanks.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. I read Patrick Henry's, one of his famous speeches. In the last hour, we're joined by the father of the Fully Informed Jury Association and movement in this country. And, Rad, before we get back into the Bill of Rights and go over what the Bill of Rights really means and how it's being violated today, because people think they have their liberties and freedoms, they think the government isn't violating them because they haven't read the documents. Tell us about the Fully Informed Jury Association, how important it is, the real role of juries and grand juries, and how that's been subverted and why this should be so important to people out there and how it should make folks very angry.
Well, let me start by saying that the easy way and the best way to understand the Bill of Rights is to understand the system of checks and balances that were given to us by the founders. Checks and balances, and we were taught that it was just basically the checks between the Senate and the House and the judiciary and the executive branches of government. But if we think about the Bill of Rights as being more checks, you have to have an awful lot of checks in a system to maintain freedom. So if you think of the freedom of religion in the First Amendment as a check, the church was to be free to speak out against government. The press was to speak out against government, be a check. The free speech, the freedom of assembly, all of this was so that the people could be a check against government. You go to the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms was to be a check against government. You go to the third, fourth, fifth, all of the things in there that you find, in particularly the fourth and fifth, are checks against the government, checks that are in your hands and mine. You go to the Sixth Amendment, and you have the right to a jury trial in all criminal cases. The jury is to be a check against the Congress of the United States. They're to be a check against the judiciary. They're to be a check against the executive branch of government. That means people like John Ashcroft in the Justice Department. You go to the Seventh Amendment in suits at the common law. If the value in controversy exceeds $20, the right to trial by jury shall be preserved. That jury is a check. When the government sues the individual, and they do it all the time, they're going after the individual in many, many different ways, and that jury was there to be a check against the government. You go on to the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, all those amendments, all 10 of them, they were put into the system so that you and I, as individuals out here, we have the authority as an individual to be a check against the government.
And, Red Buckman, in the last segment we talked about what the First Amendment states. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, they teach it's just about the press in school or speech, but that's, as you said, the speech of the press to stand up against the criminality of government, which they were most worried about throughout history. From the lessons therein, as Patrick Henry said, you had the churches to be totally left alone, no laws by the government, no control, to speak out against the government. Now with the 501c3 and the faith-based initiative, they're turning the churches into giant rubber stamps like the patriotic church of communist China or something. We have the Second Amendment. It's all about individual rights. It's all about checks and balances. It says the right of free people.
Yes.
You know, they need guns to defend the Founding Fathers and the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, the speeches they gave. It was all about fighting tyranny. They said great mischief would ensue, great criminal tyranny by government if the people were disarmed. So we know the facts, but the general public does it because it's not taught in school. Let's talk briefly about the juries and how you noticed in the 60s that the juries were being turned into rubber stamps, creatures of the judge. These TV shows about judges on, you know, these real-life shows where it's like a tribunal, a single-judge tribunal. They're training us. The grand juries are being turned into rubber stamps. This is a key place we're able to vote, not just the ballot box, the cartridge box, the soap box, but also the jury box, the grand jury box. Go over that for us, please.
Well, the Sixth Amendment, of course, secures our is supposedly supposed to secure our right to have a jury trial in all criminal cases. In all criminal cases, it is the government that ends up being the prosecutor. And, you know, they don't tell the jury, they don't instruct the jury as to the fact that they are to be a check against government, that they are to judge the law. In all criminal cases, the first responsibility of the jury is to look at the law and determine if it is a just law. They're to look at the law and see if it is a constitutional law. They are to judge it as to whether it is constitutional. They have taught us that only the courts can determine whether a law is constitutional. That is absolutely false, and it's dangerous. We can see the danger that it has caused, the problems that it has caused. We, the people, are the writers, the originators of the Constitution. It is our responsibility to enforce that Constitution. The Constitution is a law governing government. And so we have a responsibility to see that the government lives within the law which we, the people, wrote. We, the people, wrote it, and we require every public servant to take an oath to uphold and defend that law.
And it is the jury to judge the facts and the law.
Absolutely.
And then if they even if they think the government's cheating, even if they think that person's guilty, they are to vote for them to be not guilty, because the greater tyranny of the government is more dangerous than the criminal.
Absolutely.
And now we see all these cases of frame-ups and the government framing people knowingly. The police chief in Houston just admitted they framed thousands of people. He's apologizing. Mm-hmm. They said, we don't care if you're guilty. They just wanted to put you in prison. It's now a private industry taking Americans' jobs, tens of millions in the system, 7.5 million in prison, up from 1.3 million. They know what they're doing. So when they tell a jury, you're to do this, you're to go look at that, you're to disregard this, you're to disregard that, that wasn't going on 150 years ago.
Absolutely not. When they prosecuted the survivors of Waco in San Antonio, wasn't it,
the jury found him not guilty, but the judge said, I find you guilty. And when the Supreme Court said he had to reverse it, he didn't. And then in the civil trial 3 years ago, Walter Smith said there will be no jury. We protested it. I got death threats over it. Then he said, I will impanel a secret seven-member jury, but their ruling will have no effect. I will have the verdict. Did you hear about that?
Right. And this was an act of treason by that judge. And
Walter Smith.
He said the jury would only be an advisory capacity. So
he's creating new charted territory. He's just making up his tyranny.
Absolutely. If we'd have had a properly functioning grand jury in the area, that grand jury should have indicted him, you see, for obstruction of justice.
Now let's talk about how juries, grand juries were set up in the Magna Carta 1214. By the way, they've announced in England they're getting rid of the Magna Carta, actually said that, reinstating double jeopardy, trying you twice for the same crime, getting rid of juries for almost every offense, including capital ones, very serious ones. Going into this, Red, what is a grand jury? What was it supposed to do? What does the Constitution, Magna Carta, say about it? Now what is it?
Well, number one, the grand jury is probably the most important check in the system of checks and balances. The grand jury was to be a check against the Congress of the United States. They were to be a check against the Supreme Court and all the lower courts. They were
a grand jury pulled Bill Clinton in from Arkansas.
Absolutely, and the grand jury's power is so tremendous, and it was proven when Bill Clinton thought he could evade.
Lie.
Going to the grand jury, but he had to appear, or he had to answer questions by the grand jury, because he was not above the law. And the grand jury, their subpoena power is just almost totally unlimited. But it is not doing us any good, because the people sitting on the grand juries don't know their power. And the government is determined that they don't ever learn about their power.
Now, you've studied the history. You're the world expert on this. How did they co-opt it? How did the process take place? Didn't it really get bad with the western states that were really just territories that could get away with a puppet thug judge? I mean, did this develop?
You see, we had the robber barons back there in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. They had so much money, of course, the Carnegies and the Jay Goulds and the Morgans and such, and they literally owned the U.S. Supreme Court, and they owned the U.S. Senate. And the way they did it is they brought in a lot of these western states, like my state of Montana. They brought it into the Union as a state in 1889, and it was not ready to become a state, and the robber barons, for the most part, they were able to own the U.S. senators from the West. And, of course, this is how they got the 16th Amendment in 1913. This is how they got the Federal Reserve Bank system. This is how
which wasn't ratified by those states. The governors and senators would just sign off and say it was.
Absolutely.
Now and, proven fact.
They did it all because the states out here in the West, the low-population states, were not equipped and they were not ready to become states, and they were able to, the super-rich were able to own the U.S. Senate. They didn't care about the House, because the Senate could keep anything that the House did, keep it from becoming law.
Stay there. We'll talk more about juries and grand juries and what a grand jury can really do, how it's now a rubber stamp of the prosecutor, and we'll take calls as well. Stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, freshly updated, full of vital information. The crimes of this illegitimate government, the global crime syndicate laid out daily for you, admitted crimes en masse. Now, Red Beckman, a perfect thing for a grand jury to do would be to counter this. It's just one of many corruption stories I've covered several times last week. This is out of the Houston Chronicle, Tuesday, June 24, 2003. Chief. That's the headline. Chief, Texas Justice Unfair Urges Crime Lab Court Inquiry. Criminal defendants in Texas are at the mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice, Houston Police Chief C.O. Bradford said Monday. Now, he's gotten caught doing this, is trying to spin all of it now. Trial by ambush, that is Texas criminal justice problem, the chief said in a two-hour meeting with Houston Chronicle editorial board. Also said he believes that there is sufficient probable cause for Harris County judges to convene a court of inquiry to publicly and independently investigate the entire police department crime lab, not just the troubled DNA portion. Over 2,000 people have been framed by the crime lab. So they just totally make up evidence, frame people. They don't care. It's what they do. They caught Tulia, Texas, a few weeks ago, grabbing 46 people, no criminal records, no drugs, no paraphernalia found. They got 20 to 90 years apiece. They caught the FBI running hitmen, informants, and drugs from L.A. to Boston, nationwide. That's mainstream news. $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget. $1.2 trillion, folks, over the last 8 years. No investigation. Enron, all this. Well, they call for a court of inquiry. They call it independent. That's like Reno investigating Waco and calling it independent, or Henry Kissinger running the 911 commission and calling it independent. It's like having Joseph Mengele or Heinrich Himmler investigate Hitler. Why not have a grand jury? Why not have them see the evidence and indict all these people? Red, why is it this happening? Instead, they invent a court of inquiry with these kangaroo judges. Go ahead.
It's just, it is so bad and it's so corrupt. And the people out here are still so gullible. They will take and they'll let this go, you know, instead of getting themselves informed about that, what that court of inquiry. I think your state has provisions in the law for a court of inquiry, which is about 27 or 28 people. Your state does have some very good grand jury.
Yeah, but
law.
They're good. But I'm, this isn't a grand jury though. This is a thing with state judges. So why not have this? Why not have the county grand jury indict them?
Well, the county grand jury has the authority to initiate. They have the authority to initiate the investigation. But if they don't know, if they're not told, if they're not informed, they don't ever do that. You see, Waco, we would never have had the atrocity of Waco if your local county grand juries had been functioning properly.
They would have said, hey, you can pick Vernon Howell or David Koresh up every day when he drives into town. Why have a 100-man assault team trained by Green Berets at Fort Hood assaulted?
Yeah, if your grand juries had been functioning properly when those ATF people went out there on Sunday, if the grand juries, local county grand juries, had been functioning properly on Monday morning, they would have met, and there wouldn't have been the great atrocities, burning little children to protect them from the government or from Koresh or whatever. There wouldn't have been that, because the grand jury would have stopped it all right in its tracks.
And all this on an unpaid $250 fee for a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so how do they control the grand jury? It's just they call them in and say, here's your boss, the prosecutor, follow his orders?
Right, and the people are so misinformed. It's the power of the gullible.
Now we're about to break and come back and talk to Spencer and Kathy and others. Go straight to your calls, folks. But in my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Red, I've got to get you a copy of this. I have the local newscast where they say, in Austin, in Travis County, you're now guilty until proven innocent, and they admit in the newscast, and we've covered this years ago, if you're arrested for parking tickets, anything, they walk in and say, you can call your lawyer or leave as soon as you sign this. And it waives your rights, you sign on that you're guilty, and you agree to take all these classes. I mean, it's about people being ignorant. They just set the parameters, and you just accept that, oh, authority's always good and wouldn't mistreat me. Were you aware of this personal recognizance bond now turning into a confession sheet where you've agreed to probation?
Yeah.
I mean, you're arrested for not wearing a seatbelt. They got crimes of abuse, drug abuse, driving while drunk, robbery on their Red. Had you heard about this?
Yeah, and we've got the same kind of thing right up here in Montana. It's not just in Texas. It's happening all over the country.
So now it's getting crazier and crazier. And then they get on the news and say, in Travis County, you're now guilty until proven innocent. That's an exact quote. This is the new way. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free.
877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, in the first hour, I read a Reuters report that's on Infowars.com. School suit over hidden cameras in the boys and girls dressing room. Age 10 to 14, turns out the school principal was downloading images of it at night, storing it for himself. Hidden cameras put in by the government in their dressing rooms. I mean, that's 1984. And earlier, we just mentioned how right here in Austin, they announce that if you're arrested for any reason, we learned of this 5 years ago when Mike Hansen got arrested for refusing to have his car searched without a warrant, and they take him to jail, and they go, we won't let you leave until you sign this, and he reads it, and it says you're guilty of drugs, violence, driving while drunk, robbery. Sign this, defer to adjudication, take like $5,000 worth of classes. It actually said this, and Mike finally gets a phone call and goes, they're telling me I can't leave until I sign this. And I go, Mike, that's ridiculous. They don't do that. That's Russia. I walk up to the front desk, you know, the bulletproof glass, the people behind it, and I go, can I have the document you ask people to sign when they leave? She goes, oh, yeah, here it is. But, you know, in Russia, they hid down in pits under, you know, police stations and did this in dungeons. Now it's just out in the open on the news. And a couple years later, they have a CBS show. Oh, you're now guilty until proven innocent. It's for your security. Yes, you'll have to take thousands of dollars of classes, and you'll have it on your record, but for any arrest, but, you know, this is all part of, and they just list all the crimes you've committed. It's a standard form. And I'm not kidding, people. Red, we're about to go to calls, but how did it get this insane?
Just real simple. You know, I, in that little book of mine, Walls in Our Minds, I asked the question, who's the most dangerous, the liar or the believer? We have a nation of believers that have believed all of the lies that they are told by their politicians, by their local police and their school teachers and the news media and all the rest, never check things out, never read the Constitution, never read the Bill of Rights, never read the information, never read the speeches by Patrick Henry.
Here's another example. We've all heard of the hundreds of stories, and it's always in the back of the paper. 80-year-old lady pulled over, $5,000 in her purse because she doesn't trust banks. Cops take it and say, it's up to you to prove it's not drugs. No arrest, no jury, no indictment, no grand jury, no nothing. You can spend 30 grand to get 5 grand back.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these ticket counter people at the airports are making $100,000 a year off of the 10% payoff they get from the federal marshals. They're making $30,000 a year as a ticket clerk. You walk up, you pay in cash, got a big wad of money, you're going to, one guy, you know, going to buy shrubs, he had the receipts for the last year's purchase, no criminal record, they arrest him, take everything he's got, no drugs are found, they're taking ranches and farms, they don't even have to plant the drugs anymore. There's no indictment, no nothing. And then Patriot Act 1, Red, you know, I've written a analysis of that, I've written an analysis of the second Patriot Act. It gives total immunity to government, no more warrants. It's for all crimes, all investigations, including misdemeanors, Section 802 of the first one, secret arrest, secret execution. They're building a death camp, an execution center, according to Reuters and the Washington Post, to camp X-ray four citizens. I mean, that's not freedom, is it, Red?
No,
secretly disappearing and no one knows where you went?
Right. Well, it's worse than Russia. It's worse than Russia. It's worse than the communists in Russia ever had, because this here, you know, is high tech, Everything they're doing is high tech, and
they built the prison
crude compared to what they're trying to do here.
That's it. They built the giant control grid. DARP admits it. Army control, the cameras, everything to track and trace you. For military control, the U.S. They've said they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. It's public. They've got the gun to our head. They just haven't fully pulled the trigger.
Absolutely, and
they're telling us the terrorists are coming. The terrorists are going to get you. We're going to do this to you to keep you safe. Accept it. Accept it.
Yeah, this war on terrorism is so hypocritical because the Internal Revenue Service has been the worst terrorist organization on the face of the earth. And
yeah, they call you before special judges that are paid by the IRS. There's no juries. I mean, how did that happen in America?
Oh, yes. It happened because of the gullible, the power of the gullible.
How do they grab your bank account without you being indicted and going before a jury and the IRS showing you the law?
Yeah. Well, the IRS has gotten away with it for years, guilty until proven innocent.
What about Dick Simcannon from Aeroplastics?
I know Dick very well.
Tell us about that, and we'll go to these calls.
Well, Dick, of course, put his picture, had his picture and his story in that Bob Schultz, We the People thing in USA Today.
Full-page ads in USA Today.
And he put himself and his business, his life, he put it all on the line. And he was a check. He was acting as a check against a criminal government. And they've come down on him, and they've come down on everybody that's been involved in that. And it's so diabolical. It is absolutely tyranny at its worst.
And all they did was print the U.S. Code showing the Federal Reserve is a private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve.
Yes. And the fact that the IRS, that the 16th Amendment had never been ratified.
And you traveled with Bill Benson to the original 48 at the time and found out that many states hadn't even ratified it in their own official records. But again, there's the illusion.
Yeah. I'm the co-author of the book, Volume 1 of The Law That Never Was, because we started that process of collecting that information right here in the state of Montana in June of 1980. That's over 20 years ago, 23 years ago. We started that project of investigating the ratification of the 16th and the 17th Amendment, both of them. And when I wrote my book, Born Again Republic, in the fall of 1980, that'll be 23 years ago now, I knew at that point in time we had the documentation to prove that the 16th Amendment was a fraud.
Now, for those that don't know, that gave us the income tax, along with the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, but also the 17th Amendment took the senators from the states who were appointed by your legislatures that made them creatures of the state, were taken to the federal government.
Yes, the states lost what little was left of their states' rights and their state sovereignty. They lost it, and of course, you see, it was the 14th Amendment, which is also phony, and the 17th Amendment. Those are the two amendments that basically changed our form of government.
And the 14th Amendment no longer makes us free human beings; it makes us trustees, wards of the state, who have privileges.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Let's take some calls for those that have been patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And, Red, I really appreciate you joining us. Stay right there. Spencer in Ohio, you're on the air with Red Beckman. Go ahead.
God bless you, Mr. Beckman. Article 1, Section 9 states, no ex post facto law shall be passed. We're losing our grand juries because of the actions of Bill Clinton, and he signed in the International World Court in December of 2000. Is that not communist goal number 45?
Well, let me stop you right there, okay, because the bankers created the communists as a consolidation arm and a murder arm, but at the same time, what we have here going on is that it's always an expansion of already existing corruption. The New World Order isn't coming. It's been here. It's what increment will we see? And yes, the Supreme Court has said they will follow the orders of the International Criminal Court. Ginsburg and others have said it. Read any comments to that?
Well, they're showing their true colors. They're so blatant about it. They're so sure of themselves that the American people are not going to react. They're so sure of themselves that they can go public, and there's no reaction on the part of the people out here. And this just gives them more, energy and such to go on with their program. I first wrote about the New World Order in 1984 in one of my books. And people at that time, they said, where in the world do you get this New World Order thing? Well, it's there, and it's very, very visible today.
In July 7th of 2001, UNIDIR, the United Nations Disarmament Body, met in New York, and they said on their website, on TV, we read it here many times on air from the UN website, they said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They're meeting for their bi-yearly meeting next week, again in New York, calling for a ban on all guns in the U.S. and worldwide in the hands of the people. Read by the definition, what is a power monopoly of the state?
That, of course, is just exactly the opposite of what the founders gave us 220-some years ago.
Well, that is the definition of a dictatorship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is just the opposite, absolute opposite of what we were supposed to have. We were supposed to be, we the people were to be sovereign over the government. And today, the government is sovereign over us.
But it's all for our best interest. Let's thanks, Spencer. Kathy in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Yes. I hope this pertains to your discussion today, but I would like to ask Mr. Beckman about a situation that is going on here in our county in Michigan, and that is the American Farmland Trust is in here trying to convince the farmers to sell their development rights. That's like selling a freedom to them, which I think is just a horrendous thing. Does Mr. Beckman know anything about the American Farmland Trust?
Well, yes, and we have the same problem in the state of Montana. It's all over the country, and it's so diabolical, and people are, and of course, the way the tax laws are, and the way the agriculture, the pricing of the farmers' products and such, they're breaking the farmer. They're breaking the agriculturist in this country. And they're putting them into a desperate situation where they do, I don't know how many different outfits there are that are selling these conservation, or they're buying these conservation easements. And it's really, really bad news.
What's going on here is forever. It's, you know, the
those conservation easements are forever.
I've sat at these meetings and I have heard them say that the farmers are hurting and this is a good time to push this.
Ma'am, I've been to smart growth conferences and the federal government, Republican and Democrat, are funding it. They squeeze you out. They say you can't build or use your land. Then they say we'll pay you pennies on the dollar for it, or they'll buy your land outright. And here in Austin, they grabbed 15,000 acres, said you couldn't build on it, grabbed it, said it would be a park. Now they're selling it for major corporations to build on. The Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago they can take land without just compensation. And of course, that's totally criminal. You know, they can say that black people are slaves again. That doesn't make it a righteous law or right. We still have the right to resist it. And what they do is, I mean, it's like UNESCO that Bush just signed on to, the big UN body. I read their document last week on air where they said, quote, the family's a disease, must be eradicated. Our goal is to break up the family. So it's all out in the open, what they're doing. And it's horrible. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. They want us in compact cities dependent on them. Any comments, Red?
Well, it's just blatant, and the American people sleep on.
This is what Catherine Bretti, the UN World Food Program Executive Director, said in 1997. Food is power. We use it to change behavior. Some may call that bribery. We do not apologize, Red.
Yes, I remember that.
So how do you start to educate these farmers that are desperate, that they're convinced this is a good thing? You know, they've got their head stuck in the sand, a lot of them. I mean, don't they realize it's selling a freedom?
They just don't understand what freedom is. They've been told all their lives that they're free, and they believed it. That's, you know, I keep repeating that phrase or that question, who's the most dangerous, the liar or the believer? The believer, if he believes a lie, and if you've got a liar and if he's got a million believers, he's dangerous. The liar is.
Well, that's it. And they've got this massive stampeding lemmings who aren't evil people but are totally ignorant. They buy the lies of the tyrant.
Yes.
And he, and they thank the tyrant as he abuses and destroys them.
Yes.
I mean, Red, I've got a stack of articles every day now where they're admitting thousands of dangerous chemical and biological tests over our cities. It came out, confirmed, admitted, U.S. government document that Roosevelt left 7,000 women and children and men, civilians in the Philippines, and said if they're captured, it'll be good war propaganda. And most of them were killed. More were killed out of that 7,000 that died at Pearl Harbor of the 2,800. So here they are, admittedly, killing thousands of women and children, leaving them to die, saying it's a good thing as a good war propaganda, and people say, oh, we can trust the government. They wouldn't carry out 911. I mean, people don't think of all the crimes this government's committed. They go, well, that's the government. It's an illegitimate government. It's an alien government. Alien to our way of life. Kathy, anything else?
No, I guess that's it. I need to gather more information on this. And
tell people to study history and the horrible things governments have done in every case, and then why do they think it's different today? Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
David in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Dave from Delaware.
Welcome.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Okay, I got something here that might be very important to you pertaining to the bank. 2 years ago, roughly, the bank that I dealt with was taken, wanting to take my checks and give me image copies instead. And I told them no, and I stood up to them, and now they're giving me the checks back, sample checks. Now, I've been stamping on checks also where it mentions I have not accepted any lawful money, which it goes through a court case and so forth. And three different government checks that I get, which is from the U.S. Treasury. Now, they're saying at the bank they can't get, they will not cash my checks no more that's because of the tracing.
Well, the banks are trying to make everybody take automatic transfers, and so are corporations.
That's right.
Getting rid of even the physical fiat currency. Red, why is that important?
That's right.
Well, it's more control. If they can control the money, they want a cashless society. Control. If they can control the money, they've got control. That's about the final straw in this whole system of...
By the way, Red, I have the official DARPA document and the Associated Press. The Army has now said the face-scanning cameras that are everywhere, the scan our faces, the cashless society, the biometrics, they admit it is about a military control grid for the U.S.
Yes.
This is admitted, people!
I was in Colorado just a few weeks ago, and they said they've already got one of those cameras on one of the main highways.
Oh, they're
there.
Everywhere. Look, the camera just hooks into a software system.
Mm-hmm. And they can identify a person by just a picture of him in his car, his face.
And that goes off, and where'd they get the original image? The digital photo when you got the driver's license along with the thumb scan, and now grocery stores are putting it in and saying you've got to use it.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are Artex Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Well, I walk back down. The carnival barkers that run the government and the media, who live off of our production, have convinced us that they're there to take care of us. Well, I assure you they're not if you just investigate it in a cursory fashion. They're total criminals. They're sadistic psychopaths. That's why they're in control, because they are ruthless criminals. And they're feeding on you because you are a mindless jellyfish who has just accepted all these lies. And you need to stop being abused. You need to wake up to what's happening. You need to wake up to world history. Red Beckman, you have been with us for the last hour and 20 minutes. I'd like to hold you over the next hour and talk about some of your books and videotapes and take more calls, but if you can do that. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Hank in Florida, thanks for calling, sir. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I just got a couple of things. I've got some of your tapes and a few others around, and I got some from the militia in Montana. And now my telephone has been tapped.
Right. Oh, really? How do you know that? You don't know when the Echelon system's tapping your phone.
Beg pardon?
It would have to be a local phone. The tapping systems for the last 20 years, you don't hear them, sir.
Also,
if they had 5 million government personnel, they couldn't watch all of us. All this announcement of Echelon and Total Information is an intimidation chilling effect system. Any comments to that, Red Beckman?
Well, you're right on target with that. It's intimidation, to keep people fearful.
Yeah. I mean, if you're hearing stuff on your phone, it's because they want you to, or it's because water's in the lines.
No, I know somebody's on there.
Oh, really? How do you know?
I was in a call-in situation like I am now, and I heard the little click and then somebody breathing.
Well, a lot of times, just so you know, I work in radio, sir. A lot of times they hit two buttons or the host fumbles or phone line systems. Believe me, sir.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, I'm a big fish in this movement. I'm fighting the New World Order hard.
Well,
okay, it takes a long time for them to surveil you, to know who you are, to do anything. We outnumber them thousands to one, and most police and military I talk to are waking up and joining us. Red, isn't it really an illusion that they've got the power?
It is. It is an illusion. And, of course, they continue. You see, they continue the illusion. This is why I said that if we have an economic meltdown, it's going to be quite a switch, I suspicion, in the thinking of the American people. They're suddenly going to wake up and they're going to say, hey, there's a guy by the name of Alex Jones down there in Texas, and he's been telling us about a lot of this, and we should have listened. And they're going to be, their hearing is going to become very acute.
Hank, we've planted billions of seeds, millions have sprouted, but tyranny is the water and sunlight that makes it sprout. What Red is saying is a lot of people have heard the message. They don't take it serious until they get abused in the exact fashion we've described. And when they find out it's tyranny, then they will become the greatest allies of liberty. Is that what you're saying, Red?
Yes, and they're the ones that are going to, it's like I've always said, the fellow that gets mad last is the one that's the most dangerous.
And Hank, I understand your concern, but look, most people who think they're being surveilled are not being surveilled.
Yeah.
I have been under surveillance on and off again, but I'm working on key stories. But it's very rare for myself, and I'm on radio stations all over the country, write books, make films.
Yeah.
It's an illusion, sir. Now, NSA may have over 50,000 employees. We think it's less. Only a few thousand of those are actual analysts listening to this information, and a lot of them have come to our side by checking it out. They're not all evil. So you need to understand, imagine a few thousand people trying to listen to billions of phone calls, emails, and faxes.
Yeah, I understand.
You're not being surveilled. All of us have had an Echelon computer randomly listen to our phone line. But that's a computer listening for keywords.
Well, this...
Tell you what, we got a break.
But I have another item.
I hear the music. Well, yeah, sure. We'll be...
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. When the water...